Madam President, I move that further proceedings on the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. All opposed say nay. The motion prevails. The Sergeant-at-Arms will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Pastor Carol Tomer from Pilgrim Lutheran Church in St. Paul. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Holy One, here we are, gathered as servants and leaders on this day that ends this month that has no extra day this year that is not a leap year. Yet leap we must, leap and bound into all of the possibilities and proposals represented in so many bills being introduced on this day and in this session. This is a leap year, as each year is really, and we pray that each one here will be led by you in serving your divine hope for this world that you created. Our leaping is not our own in any of our avenues of service and leadership, but rather it is our humble effort to be faithful stewards of what you have entrusted to us, our lives, each other, our communities, your earth, your whole cosmos. In the stewarding work of this body, for which the people of Minnesota are so grateful, in their diligent care for possibilities and proposals, and in their concern for the bottom line of budgets, help them to keep before them a commitment to your bottom line, the well-being of the most vulnerable, the least of these, the most marginalized of your dear ones. Your bottom line is always love that reaches far and wide. Holy One, bless each one here as they seek to faithfully care for the complexities of stewardship in matters of tax reform, the environment, energy, education, marriage, finances, jobs, and in the hope of life filled more by justice and freedom for all rather than the suffering and pain of many. Thank you for each one here. And guide them in making the imperfect decisions that love requires, the strength to bear well the consequences of doing so, and the joy of knowing that our hearts leap up in thanksgiving for them who immerse themselves in things worthy to be remembered in this Senate, for this state, for your earth, for our common life. By the breath of your love, by which we live and move and have our being. Amen.
The flag of the United States and to the Republic, visible with liberty and justice.
Beautiful.
The Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fischbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J, Peterson B, Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. The second order of business, executive and official communications, please make note of those on page one. The third order of business, messages from the House, the Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the adoption by the House of the following Senate Concurrent Resolution, herewith returned: Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5, a Senate Concurrent Resolution providing for a joint convention of the Senate and the House of Representatives to elect members of the Board of Regents for the University of Minnesota, signed Alvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives. Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files, herewith transmitted: House files number 365 and 321, signed Alvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
The fourth order of business, first reading of House bills. The bills will be given their first reading and referred as indicated. The fifth order of business, there is an addendum. And Senator Bach?
Madam President, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda and the addendum be adopted.
All those in favor say aye. All those opposed nay. Motion prevails. The sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. The bills printed in the agenda and the addendum will be given their second reading. Second reading. Seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. The bill printed on the agenda will be given its second reading. Eighth order of business, the Secretary will read one additional bill on introduction and first reading of Senate bills.
Senate file number 936, a bill for an act relating to energy, allocating certain funds from the renewable development account, introduced by Tomasoni, Schmidt, Dibble, Dziedzic, and Scalzi.
That bill, Senate file 936, will be referred to the Committee on Environment and Energy. Members, could we keep the noise down? The ninth order of business. Oh, the changes on bill introduction. Sorry, we're still on the eighth order of business. On Senate bill introductions, on page one, Senate file 800, will be referred to the Committee on Judiciary. On page six, Senate file 841 will be referred to the Committee on Judiciary. On page 7, Senate file 856 will be referred to the Committee on Health, Human Services, and Housing. On page 16, Senate file 929 will be referred to the Committee on Finance. Senate file 931 will be referred to the Committee on Judiciary. Those bills will be referred as indicated and are given their first reading. The ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. We will take this as one motion, all of these author motions. All those in favor say aye. Opposed nay. Motion prevails. Senator Ortman.
Thank you, Madam President. I would like to move that Senate File 437 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and returned to its author. It has a drafting error.
This is your bill.
It is my bill, Madam President.
All in favor of that motion say aye. Opposed nay. Motion prevails. Senator Rest.
Madam Chair, I move that Senate File 567 be withdrawn from the Committee on Rules and Administration and returned to its author.
This is your bill?
Unfortunately, yes.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed nay. Motion prevails. We move now to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Senator Reinert.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, I just want to call your attention to your mail. The survey for the Legislative Audit Commission is out, and I would encourage you to take a look at that. Let us know of topics that you think you would like the legislative auditor to look at. It's a pretty rigorous process. We get some 90 topic nominations and have to whittle those down to maybe a dozen or less that the auditor can handle. Thank you.
Thank you. Members, you may miss an important announcement. Please pay attention. Senator Kiffmeyer.
Thank you, Madam President. And in addition, on the topic selection, I appreciate Chairman Reinert discussing this issue, and it is very important, and want you to know that being on that subcommittee, any of you who have ideas or suggestions, please come and talk to either Roger or myself. We'll work together. Thank you, Madam President.
Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session: Senator Hand, Senator Peterson B., Senator Brown. Members, the backstage tour of the Science Museum, reservations are going fast. It promises to be a very interesting, good food, cash bar, and a backstage tour of things you never see in the regular tour of the Science Museum. So please sign up. Any other announcements? Seeing none, Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the Senate do not adjourn until Monday, March 4th, 11 a.m.
All those in favor of that motion say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.